The First Day, The Origin of the Universe. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was desolate and chaotic, and darkness was upon the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the water. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. The events associated with the first day of creation are described in the opening five verses of the book of Genesis. These verses contain several statements that seem incredible. 1. First and foremost, we read that God created the universe, Genesis 1:1. The creation must surely be the most dramatic event that ever occurred. Why, then, cannot every scientist observe clear and undeniable evidence for the creation of the universe? Why are there, in fact, no signs whatsoever of the occurrence of such an event? Indeed, let us openly admit that the very concept of creation ex nihilo, i.e., something out of nothing, contradicts well-known laws of nature, such as the law of the conservation of mass and energy. This law of nature asserts that it is impossible to create something out of nothing. 2. We read that God created light, Genesis 1:3. What light? The presently known sources of light include the sun and the stars, reflected light from the moon, and the light produced when one strikes a match or turns on a light switch. But on the first day there was no sun, no stars, and no man. The nature of this light is thus a complete mystery that is never explained in any subsequent verse. Nevertheless, it was considered so important that the entire first day, 1/6 of the story of creation, is devoted to this enigmatic light. 3. We read that God subsequently separated the light from the darkness, Genesis 1:4. Darkness is not a substance that can be separated from light. The word darkness simply denotes the absence of light. If there is darkness, then there is no light. If there is light, then there is no darkness. Thus, there is no logical content to the notion of the separation of light from darkness. 4. We read that the universe began in a state of chaos, Hebrew tohu vavohu, Genesis 1:2. No indication whatever is given in the text as to the nature of this chaos. Just what was chaotic? And how was the chaos removed, if indeed it was removed? 5. Finally, we read that the entire complex series of cosmological events necessarily involved in the creation of the universe occurred within a single day, Genesis 1:5. It is well known that the duration of cosmological events is not measured in days or even in years, but in millions and billions of years. These are some of the questions that one may ask. We shall now present the current scientific evidence that relates to each of the questions, assessing in detail the apparent contradictions between science and the book of Genesis. It will be shown that, improbable as it may seem, scientific evidence discovered in recent years provides an explanation of the biblical text that is completely consistent with current scientific knowledge.